Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Sans Pants Radio. Okay, Google.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
How's everyone doing? Welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Cass.
And today's topic, you guessed it, it's bottled water. No, bottled things.
Things.
Not just water. How long do you reckon you could live your life if you were in a bottle? If How big I bottled is... you.
I'm going to say that my life would be over immediately in every sense of the term that matters. So I'm going to go no.
What, you're fed. You
two questions.
Given food.
Oh, I'm given food. Well,
how?
Hang on, still two questions.
There's tubes.
First question. How big is the bottle?
About you sized.
About me sized? There's not a lot of room there, Jack.
You get enough room to turn on the spot.
Can you dance?
Second question.
You can dance. Well, you can dance.
If you want to, you can leave your friends
You can dance
behind.
Whenever. Nothing stops you dancing. No, no matter what.
Your friends don't it's dance. Beautiful. And if they don't dance, they are no friends of mine.
I'm so sorry. I stopped bringing them here home.
I don't mean that totalitarian with your friends' friends. Do your friends dance? No, not really. Not my friends. I know. That's yeah, they're mine.
Leave them behind, Jack.
I'm scared about your judgmental nature. No, so you're given food. We chuck a hamburger down the neck of the bottle whenever. And we put down like a hose so you can get some water. And you've got enough room to stand up and spin around on the spot. And if you need to lie down, we tip the bottle so you can go to bed.
Because I was like, you're like a ship in a bottle.
Yeah, exactly.
We were talking about recently, like if you stay in the same spot for long enough, you die.
That's true. But you could, if you move around, you're probably all right.
Oh, God. I get soft feet. Glass is not soft.
Ah, that's true. What if we put a cushion down the bottom of the bottle for your
feet? Is the bottle clear?
Yeah, we can look at you. We're doing it for a test. We want to know what's going on.
What?
I've been given a lot of money by some shady organizations to test how this is going to go down.
I reckon 5 years.
5 years?
That's...
Stuck in that bottle? Nah, like, imagine someone living in solitary confinement.
Yeah, my question is, why do you last 5 years? What
yeah.
stops you?
Why do you
what
go stops so long but cut
you
it?
Just like your body degrades. No, like being in solitary has a physical effect on people.
Can
and that sounds
anyone?
Pretty similar.
We can chat to you.
That's it's not like, what I mean, though.
Jackson?
Like,
yeah.
I know you can still chat to me, but I'm stuck in that tiny space.
Yeah, that's true. What if it's... Okay, does the fact that it's clear mean you like you're living longer?
I reckon clear added 3 years.
Yeah, that's true. What if it's...
Oh, isn't there that thing where, like, to be okay, like, as a person, you need to have a certain number of touches for other people. Like, you have to have a certain amount of contact.
I was watching a video on that last night.
You need physical
contact. On that idea. Yeah, no, like, the human psyche requires physical contact with other people.
I was reading a thing the other day that was saying a lot of guys get all fucked up because we don't get dude touches.
Yep.
You got to be touching other men as well as other women, otherwise you get all wrong.
And I think we've had this chat. In some Middle Eastern countries, it's, like, considered just normal for two men to hold hands.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's like a thing.
Yeah, overseas, like, people of the same gender can hold hands and it's not an issue at all.
There's this very interesting on that like touching video I watched last night. Sounds like a porno now.
Oh, I thought it sounded like a nice touching video. Like, I watched a very touching video about porn.
Well, I guess my mind immediately goes to the gutter. Anyway, it had like this graph or whatever, a breakdown of the human body for male and female, and like, culturally speaking, where it's okay and not okay to touch.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah, it was very interesting to see differences between men and women and then between, like, countries
different cultures. Yeah. I try and touch my mates as much as I can. I give them cuddles.
Jackson, touch your mates, Bailey.
I grab their faces or whatever. Give them that dude touch they need so desperately. Grab your friend's face today. Or if you're on a tram or a bus, just grab another dude's face.
He'll be like, don't be like, do that.
You probably don't get enough dude touch in your life. And I'm
don't do that. Sans fans won't be sued for giving bad advice. I wonder if we're legally liable for that shit.
So if I told someone to touch someone else's face on the tram, and then that person sue. I don't even think, if I touch someone's face in the tram, can they even sue me?
Yeah, absolutely.
What if I just grab their face once and sit back down?
I don't know.
If I deny I did it.
Well, that's something else entirely, Jackson.
Oh, no, you've invented lying.
Dust it for fingerprints.
Oh, that's great. And they get my hand and put it back on the face.
I watched an episode of CSI once where apparently our ear prints are just as unique as our fingerprints.
Really?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It was an episode of CSI, though. So, like, let's not get carried away.
I know a dog's nose print is the same as a fingerprint. That's very weird.
I remember as well why they needed to dust for fingerprints. It was an art thief, and when he was taking frames off the wall, he'd press his head up against the wall. Who does that?
They're not going to have ear prints on file, though.
They get the ear print off the wall. Then when they get the suspect, they dust. Okay. Yeah.
You're right. They're not going to be like, all right, so you've been arrested. Take your fingerprints. Put your ear on the ink pad, please.
Maybe they should take ear prints from now on.
CSI's right. And if they arrest a dog, get his nose print.
What's that? Koalas have such human-like thumbprints or whatever that it's fingerprints that it's impossible to tell the difference.
That's a great way to commit a crime.
Koalas have two thumbs.
You just use one. Idiot.
What? Hang on.
What are you thinking, Jackson?
Are you going to train a koala to do a crime?
No, in my mind, scenario. I need to rob a painting.
Yeah.
Say, right? And I've already sorted out all the stuff like disabling the alarms, getting it.
That's fine.
But I hold the koala. And I press down one of his thumbs so it's not suspicious. And then I use the koala's hands to move everything.
Because gloves don't exist.
I kind of puppet the koala.
Gloves?
They might be able to find out the make of
the
glove.
Why not get someone else's fingerprints? Why do you need to get specifically a koala?
Well, because someone else's fingerprints might be on file. And then, you know what's great about a koala? It can't snitch.
Oh, no, you thought this through. No, this is good. Okay.
No, it's not.
I'm on board. Jackson sold me.
Koala can't snitch on you.
Here's my check, but then you Jackson. Take I'd a like koala. A receipt. I've bought this idea.
You're taking a koala in. That's a liability.
What?
Use gloves.
A koala is not a liability.
Cut his mic. Cut his mic.
It doesn't move. Koalas. What do you? Where's the liability? What, it's going to run away? If it falls out of my hands, it will just lie on the ground. Those things are basically dead anyway.
Why are you taking a koala? That's extra weight. That's extra everything.
It's going to also koalas.
You know how cumbersome gloves are? Yeah. Not very.
Koalas are so small. You wouldn't be able to take a big painting.
I'll have an accomplice. Well, what do you mean? I'm taking the weight of the painting.
But the koala's arms. You're not going to get the arms around the painting.
Okay, so if a giant
which is not the thing.
Put your hands between like their hands in a giant rock, like as in yeah. giant rock as in a rock from Giant Kingdom, you're gonna get squished.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, what if it's a little painting like the Mona Lisa? That's about the size of a koala. All I need to do is train the koala to be like,
can you pick something up that's as big as you?
If I was resting on a giant and the painting the size of me was resting on top of me, probably.
By the hands only? You keep forgetting about the hands.
You're going to get a koala.
Yeah.
Hold down one of its thumbs. So now it only has four fingers.
I thought it had two thumbs.
Yeah, and three fingers.
Okay, yeah, so it's, yeah, okay, sure, go on.
Hold the Mona Lisa, mm-hmm. pick it up, and you're like, that's easier than anything else. Also, something I just thought about.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to hide fingerprints on the painting? You're taking the painting.
You got me there, Adam.
Also, it might be easy to just exhume a koala grave.
Okay, yes.
Like, so if you're already doing a big crime, like... Go all the way.
Wait, what do I get out of exhuming the koala's grave? So do it with a dead koala.
Well, then you don't have to worry about hurting the koala.
Ah, that's true. I don't like the idea of a koala grave. Who buries a koala? Koalas don't bury each other, do they?
Koalas aren't smart enough to bury each other.
Elephants do. So.
Did you know koalas are so, like, they have so little... Hey, it's... So there's gray matter and white matter to the brain. I forget which one's like higher thinking and which one's just like instinct. But koalas have so little of the higher thinking one and so much of the instinct part of their brain that if you got eucalyptus leaves, what the koala eats, put them on a plate and gave that to the koala would not know to eat them. Because it needs to get it off the tree. It can't make the logical leap that this is food.
That's the best. Hey, I've got another crime that I could solve with koala's fingerprints. Yeah, it's heavy for a painting, sure. But you know what's not heavy? A gun. So I needed to kill
someone.
Why
are you leaving a gun at a scene? It's the same thing as the painting.
Well, if they find the gun.
I guess it'll like throw tracks, scatter the...
I guess they won't have your prints on it, but like... You could do that in so many other ways.
How are you going to fit your finger and a koala finger into the trigger to pull? Without getting your finger on the gun.
I hold...
You are obsessed.
Stop trying to commit crimes as koalas.
If someone had
there's got to be a way.
Either there is a perfect koala crime and we will never know about it because it's the perfect crime, or you cannot commit a crime using a koala. Those are the only outcomes, my friend.
Tweet me in the perfect koala crime, because it's like, surely that's a loophole in some capacity.
Where?
Just think it. What about for turning the doorknob to get in to do the murder?
Why don't you have gloves in this scenario?
Well, I just feel like it's so perfect. They've got fingerprints. You can't tell the difference. I mean, a koala's hands are smaller.
What about you go the other way and prevent crimes using koalas? So, like, you are like an evil genius.
Yes.
Or a good guy, whatever. But, like, you've got a koala sidekick. And everyone's like, I guess that's his thing. But the koala's fingerprints is what gets you into all buildings.
That's clever. People are like, why is the like thumb pad so tiny? Why are there two of them? And then they realize it's for my koala and that's how I'll get in.
No, they never realize it's the perfect koala non-crime.
I still feel like I can do a murder with a koala.
Please don't.
All right. What if you had to be trapped in a bottle, what kind of bottle would you choose? I'd like a jam jar.
That's not a bottle.
That counts. The topic's bottling things. Would you say your jam's not bottled?
Well, I mean, I have looked up how to sterilize jars for my fact.
Well, there you go.
I was just going to not say jars and say bottle.
I reckon a jam jar. A jam jar would be kind of roomy, you know?
Yeah. The opening's very big.
A jam jar that is presumably made bigger to fit you.
But then
at that point, any jar can be roomy.
Can I go No.
A vase? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Too tall? No.
Oh, too tall.
Too tall.
No, I know what you mean, because you're like...
You'd look up and be like, it's freedom's...
You're never getting out.
No,
that's traumatizing. Don't live in a jam.
The whole thing's traumatizing. I would like to just put out there, I don't want to be in a bottle.
Well, we can.
Unlike Christina Aguilera, genius in a bottle. Genius.
I don't know if that song.
Genius in a bottle.
I don't think the point of that song is that Christina Aguilera wants to be bottled.
Yeah, no, actually, no. She says that she has to be set free. She hates it.
There you go. Let's look up the lyrics to Genie in a
bottle. No. I know all of them.
Oh, could you please give them to us?
Which from the start or just the chorus?
From the start, please.
From the top.
I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights waiting for someone to release me.
Okay, so she doesn't want to be in the bottle.
No. I think, oh, hang on.
Come on.
You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean it's going to be today, baby, baby, baby.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my body's saying let's go, yeah. But my heart is saying no.
Okay. She's still in the bottle?
Yeah. If you want to be with me, baby, there's a price to pay. I'm a genie in the bottle. You got to rub me the right way. if you want to be with me, I can make your wish come true. Just come and set me free, baby, and I will be with you.
All right. So Christina Aguilera is a genie trapped in the bottle.
She doesn't want to. Like, she's like, she wants to get out eventually, but she's like, whoa.
Not for free.
Christina Aguilera is a bad genie. When you, like, free her, she only gives you one of the archetypical wishes.
Which one's that? Oh, like, love forever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Usually you get three. You can have love forever, but then you can also have money forever.
Because you need, if you get one wish, that sucks. If you rub a genie's bottle and the genie comes out and he's like, I will grant you one wish. You're like, what? Because three means you can choose the, like,
that's the bottle I want to be trapped in.
A genie's
bottle. If you can rub it from the inside, then I'm good.
No.
You can't. Otherwise, Adam, genies would escape all the time.
What if they can't rub it? What if there's like
maybe
specifically
that's the floor? That's why there's no genies anymore. There's sort of one dude one way was just like, these four walls. I'm free.
Whoa!
And I get to grant myself wishes.
There's got to be more to it, because when you free a genie, rub the bottle, the genie's not like, see you later, dickhead. The genie's like, well, now I've got to do the three wishes, then I go back. There's more to it than just rubbing the bottle.
Yeah, they're trapped.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera didn't have a sound understanding of genies, if Aladdin, the Disney film, is anything to go by.
Oh, yeah.
Just genies, I think.
I think Aladdin presented genies pretty accurately.
Actually, no, it didn't. Here's a really... a bloody amazing thing. In the original story, I think it's like from the, what's it, like a thousand...
1001 Nights?
Yeah, 1001 Nights already. I think that's where the story of genies come from. But anyway, the original story of genies, a genie was like not necessarily a magical entity. It was just like a superhuman, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
But he still granted wishes. So if you're like, genie, I want a palace, the genie's like, all right then. He goes to a quarry. He starts mining rock. And he builds you a palace.
That's what? Amazing.
That's how original genies work.
Genie's gonna put in the hard labor. Yeah. That's not on.
If a genie, like, if you're like, I want, you know, infinite wealth, the genie's like, well, goes down to the market.
Makes some good investments, yeah. I guess. So does that mean if you ask the genie for something the genie just physically couldn't do, the genie would have to tell you, sorry? Like,
the genies had a lot, genies of old had a lot more, restrictions placed.
Like,
on
I rub a genie's bottle and it's like, what do you want? And I'm like, I wish to be a whale. The genie's just going to be like, sorry.
I know you said bottle, but for some reason my brain heard butt. Rub a genie's butt.
Excuse me?
Or would it be one
Can
of
Can I
those...
have wishes, please?
Wishes?
In my mind, it's like squeaky.
Yeah.
And it's got like a good shine to it.
I'm imagining like a Mr. Sheen type thing.
Mr. Sheeny the genie?
Yes.
That's good. I like also that because we all had to imagine a genie with a butt, but everybody's cultural reference or cultural touchstone for a genie is the genie from Aladdin, who has no butt. He's just got a tail.
He has a butt sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I feel
he
like
gets
there's
legs.
A sometimes.
Oh, that's yeah. true. He does sometimes get legs. That's weird. Do you reckon if you got a genie, what this is a classic hypothetical. What wishes would you make? What would you want?
What are the restrictions?
No restrictions. You can't wish for more wishes. If you do, the genie kills you with a gun. I wish
blap,
for
blap.
More wishes. Brap, brap, brap. He's got a gat. You're done. I feel like you got to wish for world peace, because if you don't, like, and everyone finds out you had the wishes, you get in trouble. Like, there are some wishes you're almost obliged to make.
Yeah.
And I hate that. That's such a shame.
You're not obliged to make any wishes, Jack.
If I came to you and I was like, I had a genie and...
Why would you tell me?
What if I was suddenly rich and I'm like, my penis has grown 1,000 sizes? And also, I don't know, I had a fancy hat or something, and you're like, where'd this all come from? Eventually, you'll assume a genie.
Fancy hat, sheep in the shitties. Sheep in the city. Sheep in the big city reference.
Was it?
Yes.
I'm just thinking, like, because I was thinking, like, things you could wish for that would, like, benefit yourself but also other people. But, like, if you wish for world peace, like, cause I was thinking, like, infinite money would be good because you could just, like, reach into your infinite money purse and always donate, like, $1,000 to every charity that you ever went to.
That's true.
But if there's world peace, do we need charities anymore? Or is everyone cool?
If you assume everyone's... Well, like, if there's world peace, are we still hunting? Like, what does world peace even mean?
I know. Like, are we all just going to be, or is it going to be like some sort of like, we all wake up one day and everyone's just like, I don't have feelings anymore.
I feel nothing but good, but also that's bad.
I guess just an end to just war.
Yeah. No,
like
more
the
war.
Mass killing of people, I suppose.
Well, also, but you have to, is this like monkey's paw thing where you're like, oh, I want all wars to end? And it's
typically
like...
genies aren't. Typically the wish with consequences is monkey's paw, like you said.
No, but I feel like the genie tries to fuck you something. Let's say...
If you were trapped, like, you wouldn't not.
Well, I was thinking that as well. It's the genie's discretion. So if I'm like, can you please world peace, like, world peace, he might be like, all right, but I think, say that, like... These people should win this war. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Some of those conflicts, the genies make deciding the outcome. I don't know if I want that.
Ooh, maybe it could be, maybe a good wish, maybe a better wish is that everyone, like, instead of being like world peace, because you're like, how many ways can you get to something everyone would call peace? Because you might like have like a textbook definition of peace. No one's at war with each other. And it's like, cool, that's because this continent got destroyed.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, maybe like, if like no
world
one...
peace happens if everyone's dead, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to give them the like
discretionary power that.
Yeah. Yeah. So like maybe like no one in the world wants to do harm to anyone else in any way. So like make it so that no one wants to hurt anyone.
Yeah.
So like there will still be wars, but then everyone's gonna be like, I don't wanna
injure
like,
someone else.
Like the next day, like everyone wakes up and everyone's like, I really
But if I were a genie and I were trying to mess with that, I'd be like, oh, there's people going to the coal fire plant. Oh, but the environment, that'll hurt people. And then, like, then all the coal power plants start shutting down. Yeah, you can play with that a lot of ways.
Mm. Oh, so then we have wind power. Mm.
Yeah, well, but yeah, but, like, you can't, we
might
can't
be like,
switch
oh,
tomorrow.
Some people don't want they think it's an eyesore. That's hurting people. The genie will get you. That's a trick of a genie.
What about one can directly injure another person?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Nobody can directly physically injure another person.
But no one wants to directly injure or emotionally harm another person. And, like, then it covers things because, like, if there is no one wants to directly hurt them, so, like... But it would still cover things like if you get your heart broken, it's like
you're still kind of like within.
Yeah, you can still do that.
Yeah, because otherwise you're just never gonna break up with people. But then I guess it's like not a problem because like almost like
that one I think as well though because like maybe some people like could still be like, oh, I don't want to do this, but I need to do this.
Yeah.
And then so I guess like, that's just...
But, like, I need to launch this nuke for king and country.
Oh,
See, that's why I think you just don't bother with... You just can't bother with one that pleases everyone. You just got to be selfish with a genie.
You'd be safe to do it with me. I would be a judgy, not a, like, try to screw you over. Just be like, oh, love, aren't you married?
You don't have that love.
Money. Oh, you don't...
Not comfortable. Yeah. Perfectly good.
You live in a first world country.
Then you'd be like that. You take to like a sad.
I'd give you the money,
country.
But I'd try to make you feel bad. I know it wouldn't work for you, Jack, but like someone else.
Yeah. Well, I think infinite money is a good one because then you can go out and use your infinite money to help other people.
And it kind of takes some of the responsibility away from you because you got infinite money and you go to like a charity and you're like, here's $1 million. And they're like, oh, okay. And you're like, whatever the charity does.
Infinite money.
Sorted.
Infinite money is you. The genie doesn't need to try to mess that one up. Infinite money, you're going to crash the economy like that.
You just got to be clever.
Yeah,
with
you just got to be.
Oh,
like,
you're
going to
be
like,
clever with it, are you?
No,
because if you think of, because you do like.
I'm as stupid with it. In case my legs in solid gold, I want them to atrophy away inside my gold legs.
Do you know what? Do you know what the genie would totally get you on tax fraud?
Oh no!
Because the genie would be like. Okay, you have infinite money, but...
Genie gets you on tax fraud. He worked for the IRS?
like the IRS, the ATO, like a spokesperson comes, like, we've noticed some expenditures in your account that cannot be accounted for, and we need to do an audit. And then, like, he, like, lowers his glasses, and you see, like, the twinkle in the genie's eye, and you're like, no!
Damn it!
Why did he come and do this himself? I thought I trapped him in that damn bottle!
Mr. Bailey...
My wishes would be this... Infinite money, kill this IRS agent. And then I go to jail.
Maybe. Oh.
Hope the genie does it with that gun he was going to get you with.
Oh my gosh. And then I'm trying to think of like a way to get a lot of money that you could like they couldn't sort of get you for. But it's like that's always going to be bad because someone's either going to die and leave you a lot of money. It's going to be blood. If you're making that much money, it's blood money. It's blood money.
Can you with a genie though? Like how specific can you go? Could I be like, I wish for infinite money that arouses no suspicion from any higher authority and which everyone just accepts is normal but still does not find it super normal that I've got, you know, infinite money. They're not just like, oh yeah, whatever, it's still like a thing. Oh no.
Can I play the genie?
Yeah, okay.
I think what? If you try to overphrase it, it might be a problem. Just wish to be happy.
No, that's scary. Because then I'm like, too happy. Then I'm like, kill me is my next wish.
Save it.
Nah,
for
take the roll the dice. Maybe he can't do that. Maybe he can only make you so happy.
I mean, like, we gotta hope. I would say,
Well, if you're wishing for happiness, like maybe like the genie would scatter in some like awful things to like make you appreciate the happiness.
Yeah, that's what you want. See, that's all
well,
right.
Well, that's like, yeah.
That's life.
You need awful things to make the happy things seem nice.
Yeah.
Seem nice.
That's good.
Oh, I was thinking maybe infinite money. You could, like, you could wish to become the CEO or some sort of partner or the face doesn't have to do too much.
Yeah.
The face of environmental saving energy supply that takes off. So it's like, hey, I want to be the face of a company that solves the world's energy problems and makes me very rich.
Because then you're kind of doing good. You're kind of sorting the environment out at the same time. It's not suspicious anymore.
And then you get infinite money and then you can help charities.
It'd be kind of scary to be the face of a company. You don't have a proper body.
You know what?
Adam!
I don't even want to talk to you. I'd be like, can I have infinite money and I'll get it in treasure form? Thank you. Because then treasure's not suspicious.
Yeah.
Wait, infinite money?
Oh my goodness.
It's a gem.
Why do you need to wish for infinite money? Why not just wish for a lot of money?
Yeah, you just wish to win
the lotto or something.
Wish to win the biggest lottery jackpot relative to how the dollar's doing within the next 5 years.
You immediately start getting complicated.
Oh, you've got to, because otherwise the genie will screw you.
Yeah, because otherwise like the jackpot will be like, oh, you know, 5 years, that's going to be the most, but it doesn't count for inflation. It's actually going to be less value to you than that.
You're like, God damn it, genie.
Maybe 1 year, just be like, I want to win top prize in the lottery. I don't want my name to be passed.
Just make your first wish, don't try to mess over my other wishes.
Yeah, I always thought about that. Like, how could a genie screw that over if you're like, okay, so my first wish is that none of the subsequent wishes are ironically terrible in a way I didn't expect. If the genie could then make that wish ironically terrible in a way you didn't expect.
Oh, because, everything that you would expect would happen.
Oh, that's true. Oh, damn it.
God.
You could just be like, genie, I want you to, for my first wish, I wish that for my subsequent wishes, you will interpret them to in a favorable light to me.
Or you're like, I wish that any subsequent wish I make, if it goes wrong, kills you.
And
the genie's trapped. Got him.
Oh, but if he's been trapped in the bottle for a long time, he might be warned.
I'd be like, yes. Sweet freedom.
I don't think genies are like after death, though.
I don't know if a genie can die. What do you do? I'm so sorry. What do you do after that first wish?
Did you put it on silent or did you just
I
chuck
just
it off
it on the ground?
Wow.
That's fine.
You know it doesn't stop making noise on the ground, right? I bet it was Dusha messaging you to turn your phone off. I bet you dollars to donuts.
I'll tell you what it was. All right? Okay? All right, Adam?
It was Dusha.
No, it was just a tweet. I'll turn it off.
All right.
What wish do you do after the obvious wish? Because your obvious wish is like infinite money because that sorts you out for, you know, your life. You can make everything kind of good for yourself and good for the environment.
People,
you can set out world peace. But then you got two wishes sitting like ducks left. What do you wish for then?
Big dick. Bigger dick.
Oh What's fun about that is you're like, big dick. And he's like, zap. And then you get real close to his face. Bigger dick. Oh. Zap.
It's too big. You can't walk.
It's not.
No, no one wants this.
That's a wish that seems like a good idea at the time until the.
I can wrap this around the house. That's uncomfortable.
You can't wear pants anymore. You're a freak now. You're just a freak boy. Got to go in a sex circus. It's the only place sex for you. That's one of those freak.
Please, it's called Ringling Brothers.
I feel like I've been throwing a lot of shade Ringling Brothers way recently, and that's good.
What?
It's one of those circuses that still uses animals from memory.
Aren't they cutting that out or something?
Oh, yeah, but they're like.
They still use it right now.
They're like, okay, we're banning it. And all the circuses are like, yeah, that's fine. But Ringling Brothers are like, give us some dye. You got to kill those animals, though, presumably. Like, you can't let a bear that rides a bike back into the wild. It doesn't know what to do.
Well, I'm sure, like,
I reckon a bear is fine.
Sure,
no, put him in a...
No.
Put him on, like, a reserve or something.
I suppose. Feels weird. Feels wrong. Like if you get a chimp that's addicted to cigars and you put it back in the wild.
I don't think any circus has had a chimp addicted to cigars, at least in a while.
Tell me, you wouldn't go to a circus to see a cigar-smoking chimp.
I would not. That would break my heart.
Yeah, I wouldn't. What trick is that? If I just want to see an animal or... That person smoking a cigar, I could do that any day of the week.
Is that kind of substance abuse? Like, we taught this animal substance abuse. Did you know addiction runs deep?
He can never change. That's him for... I just like the idea of the ringleader being like, ladies and gentlemen, this chimp smoking a cigar. And just like curtains parting and a sad chimp just being like...
It's not a celebratory cigar. It's one of those, like, it's a commiseratory cigar.
Everyone's like, this is just depressing. And then the chip walks off stage.
Well, you've, like, explained right there why a circus wouldn't use it.
That's true.
Even in your own, like, how amazing is this? The audience is not clapping.
But I am.
You're just standing there, like, gesturing towards it, being like, eh?
I'm like, as the
ringleader, I assume...
All of my acts are animals smoking cigars. All right,
takes the giraffe a very long time to get sick.
The clown has to climb up a ladder and pop the cigar in the giraffe's mouth.
For some reason, I thought like, oh, giraffe smoking a cigarette, extra lungs. But I was imagining like the lungs in the neck. That's not where the lungs go.
A giraffe's neck, long neck, presents so many problems. Like it takes so long for food to reach the stomach. Oh, wait, no, does it?
I don't know.
I mean,
yes.
They've got gravity on this.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Takes a couple days, I reckon. Actually, apparently gravity doesn't really do much in like food or whatever going down the esophagus. That's why you can eat upside down.
Huh. Is it not harder to eat upside down, though?
I have tried to do things upside down that...
You can drink water upside down. So long as you don't let it go in your nose, you're fine.
That's the hard bit.
Well, use a straw or
something. I don't want chicken nuggets in my nose.
But yeah, it's like your esophagus is actually really good at just pushing it down.
Like I guess a giraffe's would be as well. Yeah. Still feels weird. Also, it's weird to think that a whale is like all throat, nearly.
Really?
Like, well, where is a whale's throat? Because the whale's mouth is like its whole head. So like...
So your argument is it doesn't have a throat, so all of it is throat. That is your argument?
Is a snake all throat?
I don't. I think I need to look at a cross section of a whale.
I think a whale does have a throat though, because I remember it being very tiny. That's why they like don't eat people or whatever.
Why is their mouth so big?
That's to filter. So a whale's teeth aren't like, you know, human teeth. They're like,
yeah, it's a baleen, isn't it?
Yeah, there's like a sieve or whatever, and they just get in krill or whatever they get, and then it all because krill are tiny. Their throat doesn't need to be very big, so it isn't very big.
Okay. Oh boy, whales are. Just endlessly fascinating. That's a dolphin. It's not what I need.
Tomato, tomato.
I need to see a whale's guts.
Whales are mammals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm confused.
Are sharks mammals? No.
Whales have a junk chamber.
What?
In a sperm whale's head, there's a junk chamber.
You can't put sperm and junk in the same whale.
That's for like, you know, scissors, some twine, batteries.
Stuff they don't need.
That receipt from the thing you bought, but you threw out the warranty, but you gotta keep it.
A box of receipts, absolutely.
You're just keeping a receipt because you're like, what if it comes in handy later? It won't, but you're like, what if?
Old copies of like photo IDs, like, because you don't want to put them in the bin.
It feels wrong to throw an old passport in the bin, but you're like, well, I don't need it anymore. It's out of date.
Hot tip, if you need to get rid of stuff like that, take it to your bank.
Really?
Let them dispose of it for you. Yeah. They have like a special separate bin that all that stuff goes into, and then it gets like properly burnt and destroyed.
I can't find an image of a whale's throat. Weird. All right, so history of bottled thing. Basically, I just wanted to talk about preserves. And I wanted to be like, what's the difference between a jam, a preserve, and a marmalade? Do we know?
Marmalade.
Are they not the same
has
thing?
Rind.
No. Marmalade is rind.
Yeah.
That's good.
Look, I'm saying that with all the confidence of someone who shouldn't have it.
I have a friend who his folks make jams.
Yeah.
I've wanted so badly to go with them when they do it once a year. They make it's not like the type that you'd think. It's like a
Let's list the jams.
It's tangerine.
Tangerine jam.
I think they make tangerine jam.
That sounds good.
That sounds real good.
Tangerine is it's a forgotten fruit.
Tangerine.
It's a good one.
I think.
Tangerine.
Jam.
Tangerine. Yeah.
You have to
Bruce.
Do it on a stove and just keep adding sugar.
Oh, okay.
And then maybe a gelatin or something.
And then, and it's like the same with marmalade, but you're leaving the rind in.
I don't know.
And they make an alcoholic.
An alcoholic jam?
Booze breakfast. They're German.
That's amazing. And I can't even imagine that sounding delicious.
I'm permanently plastered.
That's not even a stereotype. It's not even like a thing people
say. I think Germans drinking a lot is a stereotype, but I don't think it's accurate.
Well, it's weird because the stereotype is Germans drinking a lot, but for me it's not Germans are drunks. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're just like, they're like a beer.
They can hold their drink.
Yeah, I guess that's weird. But I imagine alcoholic jam tasting really, really good for some reason.
Brandy and orange marmalade.
Oh, wow. That's delicious. What about a preserve then? How does that come to be?
I know you can like get preserved fruit in jars.
Is that a preserve?
I don't know.
If I get like bits of plum and I put them in a jar full of hot water and then I bottle, like I clamp down that jar so that there's no oxygen escaping. Did I make a preserve?
I don't think you
did. I think you made an alcohol. I think that's how alcohol is made.
That's awesome.
Jackson Bailey, inventor of fine fruits and alcohol.
Welcome to my preservery. Jackson,
what is tomato sauce then? Because that gets like, it's a similar process and that also gets sealed.
Oh, that's true.
And I know that because as an Italian boy, my folks used to make their own tomato sauce.
Oh, really? Actually, my family made tomato sauce as well.
Weirdly. Not tomato sauce. Pasta sauce.
We made tomato sauce.
I tried to make salsa the other day because I ran out, but I had a lot of tomato.
Oh, yeah.
It almost worked.
Well, salsa. What went wrong? I nearly just slid on by that, but like,
it nearly worked. What went wrong?
I found out later that I didn't put capsicum. Like I knew at the time.
You found out later.
So for a while you thought you'd succeeded in the salsa, and only later you discovered you hadn't.
You discovered your error.
Well, I was like tasting it as I was going, and I was like, well, I've put all the herbs in. I've put the spices in. I've put a dash of honey in it to sweeten it because salsa is quite sweet. Yum. And I was like, this tastes like bolognese a little bit. And and then my housemate was like, well, you didn't put capsicum in it. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, because salsa's not meant to taste like bolognese, right?
I ate it.
What you made, my friend, is pasta sauce.
You made bolognese.
I put pasta sauce in tacos.
That feels so wrong.
I just keep putting cumin
so
and other
right
spices
at the same time.
I found out recently that Whiskey, our puppy, a while back got into the spices and ate heaps of cumin. That's so funny. Because like,
the best spice. Your pup's got good taste. But why is it eating those things?
Because his bed is in the kitchen.
I feel like they shouldn't register as food to animals.
That's problem one. Whiskey's bed is where food is.
But normally the cupboard is shut, but I guess somebody left it open and he just got it and got in.
All Whiskey knows how to open cupboards.
Wait,
where are you? I don't think I've, like, I guess it's not a rule, but I don't think I've ever seen spices stored below, like, shoulder level.
Yeah, wait, your spices are down low?
Yeah, we get low spices. Is that a problem?
Yes.
I don't think it is. I don't think there's a rule, but like, it's just like,
yeah, it
whoa, I've never
dogs
seen
from eating all your spices. Pots and pans go low.
I think there's no rule.
Maybe Whiskey knows how to open the cupboard.
Well, that's a worry. No, he's only ever done it once, so I assume he hasn't. This morning, speaking of Whiskey, I have a shower, right?
Yeah.
I'm walking around in a towel because I'm like, oh, I got to get fresh clothes. And then I see Whiskey with my hat in his mouth. And I'm like, ah, geez, Whiskey, come here. But he's like, this is a sick game. And I'm like, it's not, Whiskey. I'm nude and I need my hat. I chased him. Like, he was behind the couch. I went around one side of the couch and he runs up behind me. And then I turn around, he runs up the other side. We did that for a bit. Then he just ran outside with it. And I'm like, I just can't chase that. I have to let that dog have my hat. I cannot. By the time I get into clothes to chase him properly, like, it's just not. I lost that hat.
It's just a real damn shame with Whiskey that, you know, you can't, like, pick up your fucking clothes.
A hat.
Put them
fine.
Away.
Hats, a hat's fine.
Hats
to have
need
the
to go high. They're go on the head.
Look at you with your level rules.
It's called the hat rack. Well, like, maybe you can make fun of our rules, but fuck, Jack, I have all my hats.
None of my spices have been eaten by a dog.
Feel very attacked right now. You got any facts for us?
Yeah. So, bottling things up.
Okay.
I meant to say bottled things, but I guess that's bottle. Don't do that.
Don't
bottled
bottle
things
up.
Shouldn't include feelings.
Nah, I reckon good.
Speak to your mates; they love you dearly.
Yeah.
Can we be liable for that if I recommend bottling your feelings?
Look, touch a fella, get that dude touch, then bottle those feelings up. Those two things are the opposite.
Touch a dude, suppress any feelings about it. That's good.
I'm going to advise to do the opposite and also none of that. And now you can't be liable.
Got him.
The producers wish to inform you. Sorry.
Well, my actual thing was about sterilizing jars and bottles for making things. So I know with, like, kombucha and stuff, like, if you're going to – and preserves and jams and I assume it extends to that third thing we mentioned that I forgot, marmalades.
That's right.
So you'll have to sterilize your jars because otherwise things can grow in them and they grow in your jams and in your kombuchas and stuff, and, like, that's not what you want. So you can do that by the oven, so you have to, like, wash the jars first and then, like, rinse them real good and then just, like, bake them for a while.
My dad does that. We've got 1,000 sterilized jars. Not 1,000. We've got a lot of sterilized jars in a cupboard we don't use.
Oh, we do too.
Like, you ever going to make a sauce or anything, Dad? No.
Just good to have on hand.
He wants the opportunity if it comes up, I guess.
I forget what we used. I think we would we'd get, like, a barrel or whatever like that, put all the jars in that, and then, like, boil the barrel.
Oh, wow.
I think that's how we did it, yeah.
Because this was saying you need to boil the rubber steels.
The what?
Seals.
The rubber. Oh.
Yes.
The rubber steels.
Rubber steels. My new alter ego.
Rubber steels.
That's a good name.
For what?
This website's recommending that you be careful because things that come out of the oven are going to be hot.
Hey, look.
See, these guys get the liability thing.
And imagine being the kind of person to whom that's a shock. What did you think would happen if you put them in the oven? What do you think the oven's for?
I did a dumb thing the other day, though, because we've got a got, like, I think it's electric. It's like the ones that are completely flat and, like, the circles, like, heat up. But it's not induction because I don't think inductions get hot. But
electric oven?
No, electric stove. This is a stove.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, go on.
Sorry, I didn't mention that.
That's fine.
But, so, like, I made, like, was making, like, these, like, little tart things and, like, mixed all the sauce stuff on the stove and then got the bases out of the oven and filled them up. And then because, like, the stove gets turned off and it looks the same as the rest of the stove, I just put all the trays on there and I was like, what smells like burning? I don't know why, like, this is burning. And then I was like, oh, no, what have I done? And then picked it up and was like, why is this burning if it's oven safe? It turns out there was still a sticker on it and I said, I burnt the sticker.
Well, look,
that's best of a bad situation, I think.
Yeah, that could have gone worse.
Like, pouring everything in, like, why is this burning on contact? I don't understand. Hot things, hot.
Hot things. Tomorrow's episode, next week's episode.
I wouldn't be surprised if we've done hot things.
Oh.
How could you have possibly done hot things
we
without
might have
me?
Done. I've done something things.
Missed that joke entirely.
Yes.
Yes, you did miss it?
No, but yes. Well, yes.
moving on.
Good point. Boiling things is fun.
Yeah. Well, I like boiling things. You can just boil the jars to make them all.
What I look forward to.
I'm imagining you just on the kettle, like, yes. It finishes, you're like, again.
One more time. I need to see the bubbles. I fill kettles up too much. That's a flaw of mine.
I do that as well.
Breaks them.
Yeah.
It's bad. My gosh.
And then it puts water all over the kitchen sink. Ah, it's a nightmare.
Nah, it's fun.
If you fill it up too much because it bubbles out. Here's a weird thing that happened to my kettle. Get ready for a very, very uninteresting story.
Ooh.
All right.
Can you match mine about using a stove a bit wrong?
All right. Sit tight, everyone. I'll try. Mm. So my kettle, back in the day, when I'd boil it, would bubble heaps. Okay, so it would probably boil, there'd be bubbles, and then it would go over and the kettle would turn off. But within recent memory, it still turns off, but it doesn't bubble. So what's going on there?
Are you filling it less?
No, I'm filling it exactly the same amount.
So it's not getting hot enough anymore.
But it still turns off, because it turns off when it reaches a certain heat. So it's
broken.
Potentially.
Like,
yeah.
It's broken.
Potentially.
Maybe.
Or maybe something's tripping it. Like, maybe it's not turn. Do you have the sort of kettle that's like, you just press a button? Or is
you
it
press
like,
a button. You press a button.
Yeah, just press a button, and then when it's done, it turns itself off. Yeah, so what if, you know, something's happening and it's like, you know, short circuiting instead?
Oh. Jackson, something's broken.
You should probably stop using that kettle.
Let's get electrocute my hot water. It's fine.
I don't know why, but I kind of just assumed you and your folks used like one of the kettles that you put like on the stove. Yeah,
oh, that makes heaps of sense. Like I absolutely understand why that you might just... see. That's like assuming my family eats damper instead of bread. Like, that's a reasonable thing to assume.
That's a bit more insulting than what I said, but yes.
Damper's so good, though.
Oh, damper's delicious.
Oh, damper, bit of honey. Oh, my God. Oh.
To make damper once, they were rocks. Everyone was like trying really politely to eat them, like we'd had dinner made for us by like these two friends, and then they like, I served damper. I was like, guys, I was so excited for dinner. I made damper, and everyone served them. Was like trying to bite into them, like, oh. I was like, please stop.
That
you can't cut them with a knife.
That is so much better than my problem though, because I love damper so much that when I'm making it, I get too excited and I always open it early and it's still just mush.
No, but that's like,
I'm like, I can't wait. No, it's done. It's probably done.
Guys, can we make
and then I eat it anyway.
I think for lunch, we set a little fire in the backyard and we make
a backyard, not this one.
We'll find a little fire
in a backyard.
We'll find someone's backyard that's unused and light a little fire. Well, I should have a fire up at my place soon. I've got a big
absolutely.
Fire
it's like nice wintertime for it.
Yeah, I make damper. Damper's not the best. Damper tastes a little bit burnt, I think.
Oh yeah,
it's got to be a little bit burnt, and it's got to be a little bit smoky because you're around a fire.
The only requirement for me is just honey. If it's got honey in it, like it could be literally a brick. If I can taste the honey, I'm good.
Then just eat honey,
Adam. You can solve your problem.
Sometimes I basically do.
That's good. Honey's good.
See, honey's one of those condiments I can't just have on its own. I gotta have in very specific circumstances.
I will like. Depends if you're having medicine honey or not. I've discussed my views on honey.
Yeah, we've had honey discussions.
I think I was there for that. We were talking about the bullshit that is Manuka honey.
Yeah.
Samus Manuka honey was leaking in the thing the other day, and I was like, good.
So many
That's
dollars.
Money. That's money just dripping away.
Good. No,
money
good.
Got any films for us, Adam?
Yes. So the Adam Sandler movie, also starring...
Yes.
He was in... All Work and No Play Makes Jack a Dull Boy. Jack Nicholson. Anger Management. It's got Jack Nicholson, right?
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson and Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler bottles his feelings in that movie. That's crazy.
I always get that movie confused with Analyze This and Analyze That.
Yeah. No, fair call.
I don't
know. Oh, Analyze This and Analyze That. What another great series of movies.
I really like... Not enough films take... the phrase of the title and just change it slightly to make the sequel.
Have you ever... I got confused with... What is it? Be Cool and Get Shorty?
Yeah.
Which one... I forget which one, but one's a sequel to the other. What a strange way to do a sequel.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always weird when somebody busts it. You know those movies where you're like, is this a sequel or am I just seeing it repackaged? The Centrillion sequel always gets me like that. I've never seen either of the same.
I don't know what those movies are.
It's like some British film about like
No, it's like a board. I know this one.
I've never seen either of them.
Haven't seen them either.
I'm sure they're fine. But every time I don't know how many Centrillions movies there are, and it'll forever be confusing for me. Here's a thing many people probably don't know, but you, Adam, will. There is a milk bar near where I live.
Here's the thing, a lot of people won't know, but you, Adam, will. The milk bar near where I live.
You do know this, though.
I mean, like, go on, finish the fucking thing.
The DVDs it has for rent.
Oh, yes!
Are like
yes!
DVDs from another dimension.
Like a parallel universe.
Because they're films that you're like, that stars two very well-known, very respected, very famous movie stars.
Yeah.
But in a film that you've never heard of before. And it's not even like it's an old film that maybe was in their early career. It's like recent.
Yeah.
It'll be like Jack Nicholson and Ben Stiller in, and then it'll be some like war movie and you're like, when did that come out? Or it'll be like an animated feature animated by Pixar that you're like, maybe not Pixar, but like DreamWorks. You're like, what? I never saw that once in the cinema.
Snow White and the 7,000 Dwarfs.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be like, is this real? And this milk bar is the only place I've ever seen them, like, ever.
Wow. Shrek 3F.
I like that because that sounds like a floor on a building. Anyway, it costs. I've never hired a DVD from there, maybe out of fear, but like...
Fear that if you put the DVD in, you'll go to that alternate world.
Where Ben Stiller and Jack Nicholson made a war movie together, or like... And it's... I know there's one that's like a Frankenstein movie starring... Who's the guy what's in Fight Club? Edward Norton.
Yeah, Edward
Norton. It's like
Norton.
A Frankenstein movie starring Edward Norton that I don't think exists, but the DVD is in this milk bar. Next time I'm there, I'll take a photo and I'll tweet about it so that you can see and you can be like, these movies aren't real.
Absolutely, it's
but
crazy.
But it's the only place I've ever seen. It's mysterious.
That's so good.
I've never wikied them as well. Again, probably out of fear.
I reckon that entire like shop is from an alternate universe because like you can rent DVDs there.
Like, you go there for milk and alcohol, I assume, and you get a DVD?
Yeah.
You can't get any substances there that alter your mind, but you come out of there with a fresh perspective on life nonetheless.
It's a terrible bar.
That was fun.
You should both be proud. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
I've been Kaz.
And that was whatever it was.
Bottle things!
See, that's how it's meant to sound. Adam's one was just gross.
What are you doing?
It's not easy.
Hey, I did it. There you go. I didn't know I could do that. Now my finger smells gross.
Aww.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.